This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Beautiful day outside. Hope you're out enjoying it. And if you're riding around, always remember this number is valid all day long. You can call and talk to any of the hosts here at 412-928-9370. So Jeff Hathorn here in studio, Austin Bechtel behind the glass. We're talking about Ovechkin now. And I know we had Tyler Kennedy in here this morning, and he would not like to see the goal that surpasses Wayne Gretzky here in Pittsburgh on the final day of the regular season. He would go so far as to not to pull a goaltender if you were down and you needed a goal to tie the game. I'm not going that fast. I want to try to win the game just because that's how you're supposed to play it. And if he gets an empty net, so be it. I'm sure Ovechkin would rather not have it that way. But if he has it that way, how many empty nets have he scored? Crosby, I mean, they all score empty net goals. It's part of the game.
Yeah, play to win the game. Don't do anything tricky. Don't on either end to kind of allow him to score or do something where you're going to have everybody playing in the defensive zone when you're down three.
Right.
You know, like
protecting,
just play,
protecting the net.
Just, right, yeah.
Everyone just is in the net. You're
right.
Not scoring.
Yeah. Play to win the game. I hope for the league that he doesn't get it this year. So the offseason is filled with Ovechkin talk, when he breaks the record, comparing him to Gretzky. Anything that for the NHL that can keep their name out there, I'm for. Much like, you know, way back when Hank Aaron, didn't he have to wait a whole offseason? Because he broke it in April.
Yeah, it was early against Al Downing and the Mets, or the Dodgers, yeah.
So let it be the same way with Ovechkin. Like, I don't, not that I want to torture him, but have him wait so there's discussion about, is he better? Like, let all those type of things happen in the offseason.
Yeah, you know, bottom line is, I want to see it personally. Do you? As someone who covers sports,
man, I'd like to see it.
I do.
It's like a 4-1 Penguin win, and that's the only goal for Washington. Then, okay.
However he gets it, I mean, I think it would be intriguing. Do you think he'll get it before he comes to Pittsburgh?
Man, he's been hot.
He's been real hot.
And they're clinched.
And they win a lot of games, so they get empty net chances almost every night.
And they're already in the playoffs.
Are
so
you
no
are you bullish about the Capitals as a team? They've done things that I didn't think were capable, but they play really well together.
I think the two Florida teams might be the two best teams in the East. And maybe I'm judging that based on, you know, the Penguins' opportunities against them. But, I mean, who else in the East? I mean, Washington's in first place. I don't think the Metro is very good.
No, I thought it was at the beginning of the season, but it's been a disappointment since.
I mean, I don't think the Rangers or Islanders are that good. Columbus has some young talent, but they're not tested. The Devils have so many injuries. And then on the other side, I mean, there's just no one that excites me besides the two Florida teams.
Yeah, and specifically Tampa Bay. I think Tampa Bay is really playing at a high
level. I think the Panthers
right
are
now.
good are a good
I do,
team
but Vasilevsky's got his game back. He was shaky a little bit at the beginning of the season. So Crosby, 1 point away. He gets it tonight, right? They're in Buffalo against the Sabres. That's not a good hockey club.
I mean, I would hope from a Penguin standpoint that Sid could wait, just have an off night or today, and that way, you know, when he comes, because they're home on Sunday, right?
Right.
Let him do it at home.
That would be better, but, you know, he's going to play the game because that's how he does it. So I don't think that's – and that line's been pretty hot.
It's hard to think that they would get shut out in Buffalo.
No, they're not going to get shut out in Buffalo. Buffalo is just one of those teams. It's going to be probably a high-scoring game. They got some pretty good talent over there, so we'll see how that goes. But Pirate predictions, Jeff, before I let you go here, Austin, what did you have in your – Timecaster we did yesterday.
78 and 84. You know, I was very flexible with that number. Like, I would have been completely fine moving it up to even 82 wins if they added another bat before the start of the season. I mean, ideally two, but if they would have added one bat, like, I wanted a shortstop. I think IKF is a better Josh Harrison utility type of guy. If they would have done that, I would have moved it up, but I'm at 78.
How about you, Jeff? I think 80. I'm going to go 80 and 82 because I think they have the pitching to be in a lot of games. If they get some sort of offense, and I got to believe somebody's going to have a better year than we all think and they get those hits, and they could win 80, and I think they could be in the wild card chase most of the year.
When's the last time the Pirates had a somewhat, let alone proven, somewhat proven first baseman in their prime?
In their prime?
In their prime. My. I mean, maybe Josh Bell, but he was a horrible fielder.
But
so
he
was a DH that they had to put at first base at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kevin Young? Like, seriously, when's the last time? So to Austin's point, like, I go in and I'm like, why couldn't they have spent any money on a first baseman and not Spencer Horowitz, who's unproven? Maybe he'll turn out to be great. But even in the time it would take him to have that opportunity, like, have some, even if it's a one-year guy, you only got Skeens for so long. So until they do more, until they make a trade in season to shore up some of their issues, I say same number of wins as last year. I'm 76.
Yeah, I mean, they're in that same ballpark, and they haven't done anything to spike that a little bit. I think if they had, you would have seen people, especially not knowing Jared Jones' situation as it developed, would have thought maybe they could be. And I still think for them, they have to make the playoffs, or else there should be a lot of introspection about where this group is going as a management group, because it's year six, Jeff. There are a lot of teams that get involved. You should be good enough to at least be in the conversation at the trade deadline and beyond.
I mean, unless they deal with just massive injuries. I would tend to agree with you, Bob, that there have to be some changes because they've tried it. They tore it down. They have a couple of prospects, but the thing that's disappointing to me, and I think we all believed, all right, Charrington's coming in, he's tearing it down, and he talked about kind of a Florida-type model where you tear it down and then you have a year or two or three where you have a window and you go for it and you spend money. Well, we saw them tear it down. We saw them get the best pitcher in the game. He was available to them in the draft. They picked him. He's the talk of the league, and they didn't do anything around him except get some nickel and dime free agents.
All right. Well, before we go, let's get to the phone lines. People have been waiting here before we sign off. Mark in Fort Lauderdale, make it quick, please.
On the way to the ballpark, it's a great day.
Nice.
Broncos and Marlins, you can't beat that. The thing I think the key for the Pirates this year is the four guys in Indianapolis, how fast they can get them there. Ashcraft, Barco, Chandler. And I think if you got to get those guys so big, Harrington, you got to get those four guys whether Ben Charrington will have a job next year in Pittsburgh or not.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate
that's that. Good call. Ashcraft's a really sneaky.
Even Mike Burrows came
a lot of
with his injury. Now, hopefully he's something. One more call, Austin, before we go.
Here is Ryan in New Jersey.
Ryan, you have a minute.
Bob, real quick. One of the things I would like to see this year, I'm not a Pirates fan, I've never been a Pirates fan, but Pittsburgh needs a good team. I hope they have a good season, can win 83, 85 games, because the desperation on the badly run football team is driving me nuts from afar. So I just hope they put something together, get a little more than they expect. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks, Ryan, you too. And I will say this division is winnable. I really don't see a team that's going to run away with this, do you?
No, I think the Reds are a little better.
I think they're a lot better.
I think the Cubs are better. Maybe I'm just think too much about St. Louis and their history to think that they won't be good. And Milwaukee's going to take a dip. Are they going to take a dive? or are they going to take a dip?
Well, they've been able to trade key players and still be good. They got some young guys. Jackson Churio's a guy that, you know, they did something with him that maybe the Pirates should at least discuss with Skeens at this point. You know, what is he, 20 years old, and they gave him an 8-year contract?
But, Bob, to your point, you don't have the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Mets in your division that are spending insane amounts of money. Like, there is a chance there. And I would hope this. I would hope there's so much pressure from outside and that Skeens would get so frustrated if they're winning and he sees holes that they have to go out and make trades before the trade deadline, if they're in it.
Yeah, I think that would be great. And hopefully we'll have a good summer to talk about some baseball. Jeff, as always, thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
You are one of the busiest guys I know. Jeff's everywhere. You know that, Austin.
Everywhere. I mean,
he is. He loves sports, and he does it every day, and it shows. Thank you, Jeff Hathorn. All right, before we go here, I just want one other note. I wanted to ask you real quick. Tortorella, fired. We started the show with this. Are you surprised?
No, I hope for some media outlets somewhere that he gets hired again because, I mean, he is just... He's a piece of work.
He's a character, but it's also an indictment of him that he can't coach these guys. He can say they're bad guys. We don't have a lot of material, but you're coaching him too.
Listen, a buddy of mine is the Dan Potash of Columbus, and he said that Torts was a really good guy. He said he does what he does in news conferences, but he liked the man. So I think NHL coaches circulate.
They do.
I think he'll find another opportunity.
They resurface too. A lot of them. Retreads, whatever you want to call them. All right, Jeff, thanks very much.
Thanks, Bob.
I want to tell you the 50-minute mark on the fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Social media's biggest loser, Malzy. I'm supposed to say that. Not that I believe that, Malzy, but I'm saying that because it's written down here, Austin.
No, Malzy was really good with the Wicked 180. That's why he's the biggest loser.
Okay, well, explains it,
right,
then.
Jeff?
Okay, but that makes it sound differently if you didn't know that.
Well, Joe might make it sound differently.
Yes, he's now svelte. So, yes, he is the biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
And that's going to do it for us. The PM team guys will be here, and they'll have a lot to get into. Up until Pirate Baseball, Dan Zangrilli is your host today as the Pirates make their way to Miami. That'll start at 3. The game a little after 4. Paul Skeens looking to get things off, and they did last year when they got off to a 5-1 start. This Miami team's no good. Hopefully they could do that and get some hype coming into their home opening series against the Yankees. I'm excited about that, Jeff.
I picked them to be 10 games under 500, but I'm still excited about baseball. I want to see how it plays out. There is a path for them to be good, and hopefully all those things click and they're better.
That's what we can hope for. You'll get it started today right here on your home for Pittsburgh Pirate Baseball, 93.7 The Fan. For Austin Bechtel, I'm Bob Pompiani. Jeff, we'll see you along the next couple of days, and who knows? Maybe we'll have something good to talk about in the next couple of weeks when they come home and sweep the Yankees. How about that for a prediction?
No. I'm all for that. Let's go.
You got Heaney, you got Falter, and you got Majinski potentially going against those three Yankee teams, right?
I love your optimism, Bob. Yeah,
I don't know if I believe that. But hopefully, they'll at least be over 500 coming home. I'm looking forward to baseball season like everyone else. Thanks for joining us. Joe Starkey's down there in Florida enjoying the sun. We'll find out what he did over the weekend when we see you on Monday night for another edition of the Pomp and Joe Show. Have a great weekend, everyone.